Jones is gonna break your bones. He knows what he's talking about. He got stats, you know.
It's been a long road.
Welcome to Science Friction, sci-fi comedy game show where comedians earn points for their opinions and how close they are to my opinions. But also...
And also welcome to Is It Kino, the Monkey Jones movie review podcast.
I am so happy that I don't have to be high energy because I'm talking to a literal monkey who loves serial killers.
A demigorgon of sugar, caffeine, and Adderall over here. But that's not all. We're also joined by Monkey's co-host and good friend, Mr. Ass Burger.
Hey, I'm totally high energy, guys!
Okay, good, because I'm old and tired. It's 10:30 at night. Speaking of Is It Kino, I've been trying to keep it keto.
Oh, shit.
But yesterday... Man, I couldn't handle. I ate so much popcorn, and it's really fucked me up.
Well, on keto, can you even eat McDonald's chicken nuggets?
You have to take the breading off.
You have to take the bread. Yes, you have to take the goddamn breading off.
Yeah, I've seen it before. I've seen people rip the breading off of the chicken nuggets. Sadly, in a McDonald's corner booth, just ripping it off.
It is so disgusting. And then you see just like the empty husks of what could have been just lying around. It's like a fucking God of War level where it's just like there's bodies everywhere. It's the worst, Monkey. Don't do keto, Monkey.
The pizza with no bread on it, just the sauce and cheese.
Oh, eating it like a soup.
I did that the other day in a meeting. I ripped all the cheese and pepperoni and I made like a little cheese like
a mozzarella
like
ball.
Pile. Yeah, I made like a mozzarella ball and then I ate it with a fork and a knife and I'm surrounded by all these skinny people and they're all like, you really think this is your problem? Like, you think this is the and it's just like, I'm trying, guys.
Have you gotten the lettuce bun at Five Guys?
Wait, what? No, tell me about this.
You can go to Five Guys and you get a bun made out of lettuce. They will make you a lettuce bun and it's legit like a bread bun but with lettuce. It's totally keto.
Wait, Mr. Burger... Are you, like, some sort of super keto man?
I'm not keto, but I used to be, like, really fit, and I used to know all these diets.
It's just that he's an expert on burgers because he is one.
But Five Guys will give you a lettuce burger. If you need a burger and you don't want bread, just go to Five Guys, ask for the lettuce bun.
I'll fucking do that. Is Five Guys the restaurant where there are just peanut shells everywhere?
Oh, yeah. It's almost as bad as Texas Roadhouse. Almost.
Yeah, I don't understand how in 2018 we can just have, sort of hell for people with peanut allergies.
Well, honestly...
Like, I walk in, it's terrifying. Wait, I'm sorry, what are you going to say?
If eating a peanut kills you, then maybe you deserve to die.
You can't enjoy peanut butter? If you can't eat peanut butter, are you even living,
first of all? If the most inconspicuous legume is going to end your life, then maybe it's time for you to die.
Well, I can't agree, Mr. Jones and Mr. Burr, I can't agree with that. You've taken things too far. But, I mean, come on, it does seem like the world has it out for you at that point.
So are you low energy because of keto or because you crashed your keto yesterday?
I crashed my keto and now my body... Oh, and then I also put a bunch of chocolate in the popcorn.
Oh no. You weren't even trying.
You put a bunch of crunch in there and had a fucking ball?
I did. I made a big ball of bunch of crunch of popcorn. I've been on a bit of a bender due to a legal situation.
Wait, what's going on legally with you? I've never heard of this.
Nothing. No comment. Can't talk about it. But anyway,
that's too bad.
So I'm at Avengers: Infinity War. Drunk, and all my friends are slowly dying on screen.
Wow, spoilers already.
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, he's not Thanos the sane Titan. He's Thanos the mad Titan.
Exactly.
He's literally courting death. Wait, are you guys familiar with the comic books, by the way?
I'm familiar with the fact that he did that all to get into death's pants, but that was not in the movie.
Yeah, I wonder if we're going to see that in part two. Because it is the funniest possible reason to want to kill half the universe, like to get a girl's attention.
He's the original Elliot Rodger. He's just like this incel beta cuck who wants to kill everybody because he can't get laid.
Now,
that's why his daughters are adopted, because he can't get his dick in a pussy. He got Gamora and Nebula because he can't get.
As soon as he saw that Gamora, as soon as he saw Star-Lord plunging his cock into Gamora, he killed her.
Okay.
Gamora, my own daughter, managed to lose her virginity before me, and I hated her for it.
God damn it. All right, well, Mr. Burger, on this show, we hand out points, and Mumkey, that's 10 big points right there. Good job.
Damn it. Yeah. Wait, he gets the points and not me?
I don't know. You guys both have the exact same sounding voice.
Damn it.
I have no idea. Whoever made the point about Thanos being an incel virgin.
For the rest of the show, I'll be Chris Tucker.
Yeah, it sounds more like Mickey Mouse, who's high on acid.
Shut the fuck up, Minnie. I'll cut your fucking throat.
Maybe.
All right, now you're getting 20 points because that's an excellent Chris Tucker.
No, take his points away for that horrible horse.
Damn, he ain't gonna be Rush Hour 3.
Yeah.
No, I love it. I love you both. You guys are so goddamn. Okay, thank you both for being funny. Now, I got a first game. Okay. Let me lay this game. Wait, how do you do this? Walk people through an episode of Is It Kino? Because people know how my thing worked, but they don't know how I want to teach people.
So Is It Kino is a podcast that's about 15 to 20 minutes where we bullshit about dumb shit for about 10 minutes, and then we mention the movie we saw and say whether or not we liked it, and then we say bye. So far, so good. It's a perfect hybrid.
Alright, exactly, because that's pretty much what we do too, but like we just kind of throw in some games as an afterthought, like as a differentiator between us and all other nerd podcasts, but it's a real farce.
Well, now that At Midnight got canceled, like nobody else is giving out points on the internet.
Oh, well, I forgot we're supposed to give out tickets, not points.
Oh,
no.
Shit.
10 tickets. God damn it. Well, anyway, look, here's the first game I want to run by you guys, which is, look, a lot of people are complaining about this movie. Me included, to be fair.
Oh, no.
But, well, what, am I so good? What, like I could have made this movie?
To be fair, you have to have an extremely high IQ to understand Avengers Infinity War.
That's what I've heard. So my first game is going to be called, well, what would you do any different? All right, so, Mumkey, Mr. Burger, what... If you could fix one thing about Infinity War, what would it be and why?
My biggest problem is, of course, that Thanos was not played up to be an Elliot Rodger Supreme Gentleman type of character. He's so self-righteous, thinking he's going to save half the universe, when really it should be a story of retribution against a universe that rejected him. Thanos spent so many nights on the rings of Saturn watching other aliens, other giant purple eggplant monsters getting women on the beach on the rings of Saturn while he sat alone in his alien BMW, just thinking about what could have been. So I think if he wanted to wipe out half the universe, it should have been, I want to wipe out all the women to get revenge on them. This is his war on women. For not wanting to sleep with him. That's how I would have written the movie. And then, what, so all the female Avengers die? That's like 3 of them out of the 20. So then we have plenty of characters in the next movie. Nobody has to cry watching the end of this one. The kids in my audience wouldn't have been weeping because they saw Spider-Man disappear.
Wait a minute. Okay, first off, that's 10 big tickets for taking genocide to its most logical conclusion. Wait, were there kids in your audience, and did you see them crying?
Yes. Both of us did. Both of us did.
Oh, tell me about, okay, for 50 tickets, tell me all about this.
Because kids, these Marvel movies have been so cookie cutter that they're accustomed to the big happy ending. So when they see an ending where the villain wins and everybody dies before their eyes, their brains can't process it because they're fucking 6 years old. They've never seen a movie end in this way, especially not a movie that is essentially for kids. It's a blockbuster superhero movie.
Yeah.
So some little kid right in the row in front of me said, Daddy, what happened? What? What? Is that the end? What? Daddy? And it was sad. It was really sad.
I went to
what did the dad say? Oh, I'm sorry, Bob, Mr. Burgers. What
Bob's
were you saying?
Burgers.
I went to the first showing in my town, and there were adults crying over Spider-Man because Spider-Man, Tom Holland?
Yeah, he's a good actor.
Tom Holland is perfect at acting like his life is ending slowly. And just when he was going, I don't want to go. Like, grown-ass men were crying in my theater. Like, I heard them. And when Black Panther turned to dust, too, I heard, like, no! Like, oh! Like, there was boos when Black Panther faded away. Like, it messed up my whole theater.
Yeah. I gotta... Okay, first off, you each get 25 tickets for that vivid recounting. I gotta say, the last time a movie... kind of had a fuck you to be continued ending like this.
Thanos will return.
On this scale. Yeah, I think it was Back to the Future 2.
That's exactly what I said on Is It Kino.
He did say that.
Yeah, that's my favorite cliffhanger of all time, Back to the Future Part 2.
Yeah, but the thing about Back to the Future Part 2 was Back to the Future Part 3, I think, came out either 3 or 6 months later.
Yeah, like the very next year.
Yeah, they made them back to back. But this, how long do we gotta wait to see all our friends get
1 year?
Yeah,
not
exactly
turned into
one
dust.
Year comes out.
One, oh goddamn it, 1 year. And now we gotta go watch the Ant-Man and Wasp movie.
You see, and I almost don't want to see it because there's no way it can even compare. They gave us the biggest, most epic film perhaps of all time, and then they're like, hey, how about now you see the fun, cheesy Ant-Man and Wasp movie 3 months later?
Paul Rudd goes on some wacky adventures.
I'm sure you're emotionally ready for this after watching everybody fucking die.
Yeah, they really should have just flopped this order.
For sure.
Studios are doing a thing now where they're kind of realizing that, like, as the year goes on, people run out of money. So
except for Star Wars during Christmas.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Except for when Star Wars comes out every Christmas.
Yeah, but
it's like they're saving up for Star Wars.
You're going to find $18 to see Star Wars. Like, if you're American, it's in your blood at this point. Like, you've got to go see a goddamn
I think it's
Star
part
Wars
of the Constitution. You don't have a choice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly. Voting isn't compulsory, but seeing Star Wars is in America. God bless us. But, I mean, when did that movie come out? May 1st? It's like this, spring just started, and the summer movie season is already here. And the biggest movie of all time. Like the rest of the summer's going to be real fucking downer. Like, I'm not excited about Jurassic World 2.
No.
I mean, I'll probably go see it, but but I've been waiting 10 years for this fucking movie.
Deadpool's probably going to be the only movie I see, and I'm just going to be like, Jurassic World, I saw him in Avengers. Why am I going to watch him play a role with dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Why am I going to watch him play a worse character? Man, that scene where Star-Lord is about to shoot his girlfriend and then the gun turns into bubbles.
Oh, yeah.
And Thanos says, I like you. Like, he's just like, I like that you would have actually killed her, and then just disappears.
Yeah, I love it. Something that the Red Letter Media said about Thanos that I didn't kind of get until after they poured it out is that you get the sense that, like, Thanos doesn't necessarily relish in killing, and he doesn't do it unnecessarily. Like, he sees killing half the universe as he's just like, well, that's what I got to do. People are starving. You know, and of course,
he sees himself as the hero.
On the internet now is like, why not just use the glove to make unlimited food? And it's like, shut up.
Yeah, it's a story of he's a mad titan. He's a psychopath who thinks that this is the only way to save the universe. Of course, he's not going to think of a different answer. If he did, then the movie would be fucking boring.
Yeah, the movie would be really,
goddamn,
really boring if he just...
They're like anti-nerds. I can't even call them nerds because they're trying to suck the fun out of something nerdy.
Well, Monkey said it best on the Is It Kino. He said that Thanos was one of the most honest villains because there were so many scenes where they said, please stop killing Thor, please stop killing Iron Man, I'll do this for you and you don't kill him. And then he keeps his word. He's just like, all right, if you do this, I'm not going to kill him. And he never kills unnecessarily. Yeah,
he'll make a deal and he'll keep it.
Yeah, he's not like evil in the sense of just like, okay, yeah, give me the jewel and I won't kill him. And then he gets the jewel and he kills him anyway, like every other villain in any movie.
Yeah, I was very impressed by how like textured and nuanced his character was. And you know, for years, we've only been hearing about Thanos kind of in the background. You know, he's in one scene in Guardians 1, which is a really great scene where he's like, your politics bore me. I'm like, yeah, your politics do bore me, you Kree asshole. Like, way to get zung by, like, an old man in an easy chair.
It's like
in a
James Gunn realized his own scene was boring and had to interject and be like, okay, They forced me to put this scene in here, so I'm gonna have Thanos let us all know that it's boring. Like, even from then, we know that this Thanos is a character we need to keep our eye on, because he's speaking for the audience.
Yes, yes, exactly. And he's like, it's like, oh, this guy's funny too. Everyone in this movie is funny. Even Thanos, the guy. But then the thing is, it's like, so you read the comics, you know I'm supposed to be terrified of the guy. You read this, you know you're supposed to be terrified. Like, you don't expect to go to the movie and see Thanos crying and then feel affected by it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when he's killing Gamora, that was pretty sad.
Yeah. I think like, fucking MVP. I think he is the best performance of the movie. It is so great. Like I'm not like some Josh Brolin super fan. Just like, oh, great job playing George W. Bush. Oh, really good job playing young men
in black
guys.
Honestly, I didn't even
guys.
Know who he was. I really didn't.
Wait, what?
I didn't even know who Josh Brolin was before I saw this movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly. And now, and then he's also going to play Cable this year.
And he's also in Sicario, too. Like, he has the biggest summer out of anybody that I can think of.
Yeah, way to fucking go, Josh.
This is
going to
be a $3 billion summer for Josh Brolin. That's crazy.
Well, Mr. Berger, do you have an answer? What would you change about the movie, if anything, about the movie we saw?
Well, if you know me, I'm highly sappy and romantic, so I would have a scene, you know, Thanos disappeared as soon as he snapped his fingers and killed half the universe. I would have a scene where the Hulk can't get the Hulk out. Bruce Banner can't get the Hulk out, right? I would have him snap his fingers and Scarlet Witch be the first one to disappear. Or not Scarlet Witch, Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, yeah.
Black Widow be the first one to disappear. Bruce Banner's love interest. And for him to finally just Hulk out and utterly obliterate Thanos. Not kill him, but just make him have to retreat, like, broken and battered. Because this movie has a lot of my favorite tropes, like love being too hard to do anything. Like, Scarlet Witch can't kill Vision. Star-Lord fucks up taking off his glove because he found out Gamora died. Like, all this romantic stuff. That's stuff that I really live for.
And it would have actually gave Mark Ruffalo an arc in the movie, because at the very beginning, the Hulk gets the shit beat out of him by Thanos. So then at the end, when he sees his love die, then he actually overpowers Thanos.
Yeah.
If not for just like 30 seconds. Because
the Hulk as a superhero, the angrier he gets and the more emotion, he's a being of pure emotion. The more emotion he has, the stronger he is. I wanted to see him like cripple Thanos. Not kill him, because obviously he's Thanos. But just a scene where Hulk just obliterates, where he's clearly winning before the trump card.
I feel like they are building a pretty obvious 2-film arc for the Hulk.
Yeah.
Where, like, you know, like, for lack of a better phrase, he has, like, performance anxiety now.
Yeah.
Because he needs a gamma ray Viagra.
Yeah. The poor fucking guy. Like, he can't Hulk up for anything. Poor guy. I hope, though, because it's like we're so used to seeing the Hulk come to the rescue in these films. I would love it if Banner stopped Thanos. If, like, Banner, not even, like, with his science, because that's kind of bullshit. It's like, now we have, like, 4 super scientists in this movie. Like, we got Black Panther's kid, Spider-Man, Tony Stark, and fucking the Hulk. Like, if he could just use his cleverness to somehow beat Thanos, I think that would be really interesting.
Now, here's the thing. If the Hulk were to Hulk out, like, full on, the strongest he's ever been, and just snap Thanos in half, I would get the same charge that Pee Wee Herman got in that movie theater. There is no way that I would be able to resist.
Well, hey, the rule of science fiction is if you agree with Asterios, you get points. And you just very wholeheartedly disagreed, which means I think I get more points for this game.
Would Asterios not get
tickets.
The same?
Woo! That's right, Mumpke Jones. I love you,
Here's
Mumpke
the thing.
Jones. Sorry, Mr. Berger.
I've done 3 different game show type of shows with Asterios, and I've lost every single one. He's the host, and he always picks me to lose. If I can't beat Asperger, then we're going to have a real Infinity War, because I'm going to have to fucking snap my fingers and make you disappear.
It doesn't matter, because no pleasure. The pleasure that you get from winning Asterios' points is not going to be anywhere. Tickets is not going to be anywhere near the orgasmic pleasure that I'm going to get from pulling a Pee Wee Herman to the theater when the Hulk takes Thanos on his knee and doesn't break his spine, but literally snaps him in half so hard that a black hole breaks at the point of snapping.
Wow.
I've never had as much fun in the movie theater as you're going to have.
If it happens, that's great. You are going to see me in the news. Tarp.
I can't. Another YouTuber in the news, but this time for a hilarious reason. Masturbator, Mr. Burgess.
I'd be like to the jury, just be like, watch this scene and tell me half of you aren't chubbed right now.
The judge would have to
say, "You're at least going to get a mistrial."
No, yeah, the judge would like be jerking off behind his gavel, be like, "Oh well, I'll allow it."
Are you guys familiar with the judge who got caught masturbating?
Yeah, Judge Judy, right?
No, that would be great.
That was a great episode.
There's a judge in New Jersey. You guys will have to Google this later.
It's Jersey, though.
Hold on. Let me look it up. Judge Vibrator Judge.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was a woman.
Okay. That's how Scalia died.
Wait, here we go. Wait, no, hold on 1 second. Judge gets caught with pump? Is that it? Yes, here we go.
Like a penis pump?
Former Oklahoma judge. Apparently he was just using his penis pump nonstop during trial after trial. Okay, here we go. Judge faces charges for masturbating during trial.
Jesus Christ.
February 9th. The Oklahoma Chronicle brings it all. Wait, let's see. There we go. Judge Donald Thompson. Jurors and others in Judge Donald Thompson's courtroom kept hearing a strange whooshing noise, like a bicycle pump or maybe a blood pressure cuff. During one trial, Thompson seemed so distracted that some jurors thought he was playing a handheld video game under his robe. He was not.
So I imagine one lawyer goes to the stand and says, Judge, sir, you're not allowed to do that. And the judge bangs his gavel and says, overruled! And he stares him in the eyes as he finishes.
No, what is he, like, moaning? Like, would the defendant please take the stand? Like, what is he clearly moaning?
What he says is he goes, all rise.
The jury is hung.
Yes! Yeah, that's another 20 tickets!
Yeah,
Monkey Jones!
Yeah. This game is rigged!
Monkey Jones. I love him. I'm sorry. I think he's cool.
I was in Mumkashi.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Okay. 20 points for 20 tickets for being a Mumkashi. I fucking love
him. I was in Mumkashi too. What the fuck?
Yeah, don't
You
be
were Mumkashi. I was in Mumkashi.
God
negative
damn it.
10 tickets for working too hard to get you. Just the other day, I was telling Snirnacha, my girlfriend, I was like, remember that line from Mumkashi? There's a, you shouldn't be proud of having a YouTube anime channel. Mumkey, he's dead. I loved your delivery on Mumkey. He's already dead.
Thank you. See that?
You're
I'm
welcome.
A better actor than you.
Well, I mean, that's a given.
Aw.
Yeah, but look, you don't have to be a good actor to be famous. Look at Arnold Schwarzenegger. Can't act for shit.
He can't speak English.
Great. All right, what do you guys think? All right, let's talk.
Politics.
Avengers Infinity War 2, like, fan theories.
Ooh.
So we know that Captain Marvel is coming because Nick Fury used his 1990s pager to call her, which I fucking love. That it's like, clearly whenever she left the Earth, the pager was like the thing. Because I hear that Captain Marvel is going to take place in the 90s, which is how they're going to get Clark Gregg back in it. Like, Captain Marvel is the Superman of the Marvel Universe, but it's like, well, they can't just defeat Thanos with punching, you know? So it's like, what's going to happen we also have to have a scene where Iron Man and Captain America team up, because they've been separated by emotional distance for, like, 5 years worth of movies now.
Yeah.
Are they both going to die? What do you guys do? Give me your predictions.
Here's what I hope will happen. I was so enamored and excited and hyped by the end of Infinity War 1, where the villain wins and the heroes are defeated, that I want them to just go full fucking balls to the wall and do it again, and that's the final Marvel movie.
Yes.
The whole movie, they're building up like, oh, the team's coming back together. Oh, Tony and Steve, they're friends again. Let's all team up and hold hands and march straight into Thanos' lair and beat him up and take back the stone and turn back time. And it's building up, and you know it's going to happen, and it's going to be the cookie-cutter ending. But then Thanos just fucking does it again, and he kills everybody, and that's the end of the movie. There's not even credits. It just goes to black screen, and the lights turn on in the theater.
You got to take the fire exit. They don't even let you out the regular way.
Well, that's another. That's 25 tickets for giving us the mumpkiest, jonesest possible.
Hey,
Disney Marvel blockbuster. But no. But the thing is that Thanos always leaves someone alive to like.
Well, the thing he's doing this because he wants to get laid. So he'll leave like one woman alive, and she'll like pull down his pants to suck him off. And right before you see like his dick, it cuts to black. Because you got to keep it PG-13.
And then you see, like, his eyes roll back in his head.
Yeah, like the guy in the room.
And go, jackpot. Yes. I love this.
And he says,
Porky's meets,
He says, rub your tongue on my infinity stones.
Excellent. That's another 10 tickets.
Wow, I'm rolling the tickets.
Unbelievable. For that? For that?
Honestly, I have yet to hear a joke that compares the Infinity Stones to, like, the crown jewel.
Hey.
A.K.A. ball. So, good job.
It was Shakespearean in nature, Asperger. You would know if you read something at a higher than a fifth grade
an
level.
An Infinity Stone by any other name would smell just as sweet.
Negative 5 tickets for
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Only the true OG Shakespeare fan. What I want to happen is, if you notice at the end, all the original Avengers, along with Don Cheadle,
War Machine,
who looks
and,
War Machine terrible,
and Raccoon.
By the way.
War Machine, Raccoon, and the robot from Guardians 2, Gamora's sister.
Yeah, Nebula.
But other than Nebula, only the original Avengers are alive. So what I do think will actually happen is that the original Avengers cast from the first Avengers movie are going to be the ones to sacrifice themselves to bring everybody else back. Because, you know, Tony Stark, or Robert Downey Jr. has been in, like, 18 of these movies, and I'm pretty sure he doesn't want to sign another contract at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, who wants another $50 million for 20 minutes of screen time? What a hard life
but
he
what
must
I think,
live.
But what I actually want to happen is for everybody to die except Bruce Banner, and for Bruce Banner to snap and turn into the Hulk permanently for the rest of eternity and take Thanos and snap his spine over his knee.
Oh,
and I want it to
no.
be so hard that the point of snapping turns into a singularity that sucks in the rest of the universe into another dimension.
You are very much a one-issue voter, aren't you? All you fucking want is the Hulk to go Bane on Thanos.
I want Hulk to swallow the neutron star that made Stormbreaker and use the energy that he has absorbed through his metabolism to punch Thanos into a million little Thanos and for him to swallow each and every one of them.
This is pretty sexy stuff you're pitching here. And I love how you worked in Vore at the end, which some of our listeners are really going to appreciate. Now, that's 50 tickets. Good job.
God damn
Good job,
it.
Mr. Burgers. I like that a lot.
Fuck.
I only see these movies for the Hulk. I'm sorry.
No, that's... Wait, what did you think of Ang Lee's Hulk?
Of what?
Ang Lee's Hulk.
Of what?
Never mind.
He's doing
what did you think of Edward Norton's Hulk?
Didn't Edward Norton die right after American History X and Fight Club? I don't know. I think there was a movie he was in called Stone that I've deleted from my memory with Robert De Niro, who also died, and Mila Jovovich, who died before but also died a second time after I saw that piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. Okay, so you're not only a one-issue voter, you're a one-Hulk voter. You're Ruffalo all the way.
I'm sorry. It's just that Edward Norton was such a good actor, but he was such a bad Hulk.
I feel like he was kind of playing him like in a cartoon a little bit. Like when he said, like, you won't like me when I'm angry. I was like, yeah, I have like friends that could deliver that line just as well. I don't feel like he had his heart in it.
Compare that to Mark Ruffalo's That's My Secret, Captain. I'm always angry. And then he turns into the Hulk and punches that fucking huge ass serpent into the New York City street.
Yup. The sadness in Ruffalo's eyes when he, like, loses control, like, god damn it. I had no, like, all these, I think that the thing that, like, the Marvel movies do best is they, like, find kind of second tier and third tier and forgotten actors. I mean, like, Robert Downey Jr. is such a big deal now. But, like, at the time, he was a Hollywood joke for being, like, an alcoholic playboy who would get into orgies with Rob Lowe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They really brought
and
him
now,
back.
Yeah, it they brought him back. Chris Evans' biggest credit was playing the Human Torch in a bad, you know,
Fantastic
Four movie.
Those movies were terrible.
Didn't the Russo Brothers direct like that shitty movie? What was it?
No, Russo Brothers didn't direct.
No,
a
who was
movie?
The one who directed like one shitty horror movie that you keep telling me that they went from this to Winter Soldier?
That was the Russos did, but I don't think that they directed a shitty horror movie.
No, they went from Marley and Me or You, Me, and Dupree.
Yeah, those aren't terrible movies. And they also directed Community, like a few episodes of Community.
I told you that.
So?
You're turning this on me.
Ah, 20 tickets to Bumpkin Joe.
Hey, he's turning this on me. We had this conversation. He was making fun of that. You son of a bitch.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I really like how he snaked that.
He
really
snaked that. If you want to give Snake points, then he deserves 50 for being the snakiest motherfucker I've met all week.
Sure, I'll give him 25 snake tickets. By the way, the conversion rate of snake tickets to regular tickets is 1-1. So that's another 25 tickets.
Wow, I hope somebody's keeping score at home because I haven't been. I can't even count.
It's like he snapped his fingers and half the ladders removed from the world, so now it's just snakes.
Instead of shoots and
ladders. Instead of shoots and ladders, it's just snakes. That's the board game.
Yeah, but I don't want to climb up a bunch of ladders. That's exhausting. I'd rather slide down some slippery snakes.
Yeah, some fun snakes.
Well, you did mention Vore earlier, so now I know where your desires lie. Yeah.
He's got to get towards that mouth.
I like snake ladies. Okay.
Mamiyas.
Well, look, I've heard enough. Wait, hold on. Before I mean, look, I'm not going to end your show, Mumpkey. Is it Kino? But for me personally... Well, hold on. Let me give Mr. Burgers one more chance to see if he can make up a bunch of tickets.
Oh, no.
All right. Mr. Burgers.
Yes, sir.
What was your favorite scene in this movie?
Oh, no. I'm going to lose a shit ton of points. I'm going to lose a shit ton of points.
What?
So, my thing is, as I said, sappy romantic bullshit. So, the scene that affected me the most, I guess... This movie was very emotionally impactful to a lot of people for negative reasons because Spider-Man was crying on screen in the most believable way possible, and he died. He turned to dust in Iron Man's arms. But it was Vision. It started with Vision and Scarlet Witch not wanting to take the train because they just don't want to separate from each other, which is something I've done before. The only no-call, no-show I've ever done in my life was me not wanting to leave my girlfriend.
That's just fucking sad.
Yeah, it's just the only time I've missed a day of work was just like, I can't leave you. So they had that going on, and then it was the scene where Scarlet Witch is killing Vision. And first off, she's the only one that's actually able to keep him back with her powers. Like, everyone else, when he's got, like, the five stones, he's just, like, punching Iron Man into another dimension, and Captain America's being tossed aside and everything. She's actually pushing him back with one hand while destroying Vision with the other one. And I was watching Vision's lips as he's dying, and I was just like, he's gonna mouth the words, I love you. And while he's dying and all the fucking sound and the music and the explosion sound effects, he actually mouths very faintly, I love you. And that just broke my fucking heart. And then he died. He just exploded. And then Thanos is just like, nah. And then he turned back time. It's just like, watch him die a second time at my hand. And then he fucking died a second time. And that fucked me up. And that was my favorite scene because it emotionally ravaged me. And it meant that the movie actually reached me on an emotional level.
Okay, I got a couple of things to say about this.
Oh, no.
All right, first off is... I know that feel, as the kids say.
Oh, my God.
Like, there are some days where it's just like, I don't want to go to work. I just want to hang out with my girlfriend. She's so nice. And, like, and I remember, like, one time, like, I was halfway to work, and I just, like, turned around, and I was like, no, I miss her.
You have to go back to her, dude. You can't leave her.
So I did turn around and hang out with her. I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
You have to hang out with her. You can't leave her.
I know. But, unfortunately... Vision is the most easily healed and easily repairable character in the whole franchise. He's a fucking robot, and there's four super scientists. If anyone's gonna be fine, it's the Vision. And I feel like that love story is super duper unearned. Because what happens the last time we see the Vision? He's in Civil War. Remember that scene where, like, Wanda's like, I can leave, right? And he puts his arm on her shoulder creepily and is like, no. It's like, what the hell kind of fucked up...
Is that not how you pick up chicks?
And to add to that, it's canon that Vision is 3 years old. This is a pedophilic relationship.
Now get out of here. Scarlet Witch... Y'all are first time bullshit.
Scarlet Witch is a fucking pedo crying because her 3-year-old boy toy has to die for the fate of the universe. Oh, cry me a fucking river, you pedo fuck.
You really want these tickets?
I'm sorry, in a battle between Mumpkey Jones and Digibro, Mumpkey Jones wins. Congratulations, Mumpkey Jones. You have earned your first victory on Science Friction, and hopefully not your last.
And it's also my first victory on Is It Kino. I always lose on this show, too.
Ah, God, congratulations, goddammit!
Okay.
All right.
Asterios,
well,
before we end this, though, I do want to hear your honest opinions on the movie. We haven't heard, like, you know, your review.
No, sure. I'll give it to you in short form. Yeah. I was, when I first left the film, I was enraged. Because I was just like, and I've kind of mellowed out since then. But like when I left it, like I recorded an episode of Science Friction the moment I left the theater. And I was just like screaming about how mad this movie made me that I had to like see all. I was like, I paid $18 to see Spider-Man die. That's a terrible way to spend $18. I can't believe, like, what? I feel like I got tricked by this movie. I have mellowed out a little bit. But my bottom line opinion of this film is, I don't know why it had to be two movies. Mm. Like, I don't know that there's anything that you couldn't accomplish in one film. And, like, the obvious comparison is The Empire Strikes Back. I feel like a lot more shit happens in The Empire Strikes Back. Like, in The Empire Strikes Back, there's the awesome snow speeder scene. Like Han Solo disobeys orders and goes out in freezing cold when the odds of survival are 375-1. Luke meets Yoda and learns about the Force and cuts himself in half, and like Han Solo and Princess Leia like find love in the darkest of places, and they make out while they're in the belly of a space worm again, Vor. Like we meet the coolest character ever, Lando, and then he turns out to be a bad guy, and Boba Fett is there, and it's just like a guy's hand gets cut off. He finds out that his worst enemy is his closest living relative. And it ends with, like, Han Solo being put in tinfoil. And I just feel like, I feel like you could name, like, 15 amazing scenes and plot points in Empire Strikes Back. I feel like you can only kind of name a couple in this. Like, it's really cool when Thor builds his new axe and when Groot cuts off his arm. It's really cool when you find out that Thanos really loves his daughter. And the way you find that out is he kills her. Mm-hmm. And it's really neat. Like, that fight where they're trying to get the glove off of Thanos is great. Because you know they're not going to get the glove off him, but they still make you believe that they might get the glove off him. But other than that, I just feel like there was too much, like, setup and too many positioning the pieces in the right places. I don't know. What do you think of all that? Because, Monkey, I know you fucking love this movie.
Oh,
so what
yeah.
do you think of that?
Well, I mean, all that being said, I think it goes without saying that you're going to buy a ticket to the next one, right?
Yeah, I definitely
am. Yeah, so I think they did what they wanted to do.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's bold. Like, they did a really bold thing. They made a bunch of little kids cry, which is, like, hilarious, and I do love that.
And
I do love, it's like, welcome to the real world, kids. Sometimes the bad guys win.
Well, the comic book movie wars have always been Marvel versus DC, and all the intellectuals who are DC fans want to say, oh, DC movies are for adults. They're so edgy and dark and realistic, whereas the Marvel movies, those are just full of quips, and it's for kids. And Marvel saw that and said, oh, DC, you want to talk shit?
Oh, yeah?
You want to see a dark movie? I'll give you a darker ending than you've ever done in any DC film ever. And
you gotta kill Batman, boy?
Did it. Yeah.
You gotta kill Batman?
I've never seen them kill Batman. Even in Dark Knight Rises, when Batman blew up in a nuclear explosion over the ocean, then they give you an extra scene where he's alive in Paris.
Alfred gets to see him in that cafe that he brought up. Alfred from nothing. Yeah. Like, Bruce Banner's never even heard of this cafe, neither has Catwoman. They just happen to be in the same cafe in the whole entirety of Paris. And Michael Caine gets that little smile as he sees Batman and lives his life.
And as a teenage edgelord, I gotta say, this edgy, dark ending made me love the movie more than any other superhero movie in recent memory. I fucking loved it.
I do have to agree with you. I think this movie gets so many points for just chutzpah of, like, having the coolest, best fucking ending ever. And also, all the stuff in DC that's dark is just, like, needlessly, mindlessly, like, Hot Topic dark.
Yeah. Like, and also is literally dark. Like, I can barely see what's on the screen.
It looks like Zack Snyder left the movie out in the sun before he fucking transferred it to digital.
Yes, exactly. Although this film didn't come out right. Yeah, no, you're fucking right. I'm still not super duper convinced that this story couldn't have been told. Because, like, Now movies are 3.5 hours long. Like, there's no runtime anymore.
Yeah.
Like, a movie is as long as Disney wants it to be. So, like, I'm still not convinced that this couldn't have been one, like, 3.5 hour long film. But I'm going to see it again real soon, and I want to see if it changes my opinion on it. But Burgers, are you, like, a super fan of this movie? Do you think it was just okay? Like, where do you think it falls in the Marvel Universe?
I think it's definitely top three for me. I really, really wow. enjoyed it. And that's the testament to that is that I got zero Hulk, because I only go to these movies to see the Hulk. The Hulk is my favorite superhero of all time. It always has been. And the first two movies completely just took me out back and shot me in the fucking face.
So the fact that the Hulk is barely even in this, yeah, the and fact you still that the love
Hulk
it.
Is barely in this, and I still love
wow.
it. And another thing that I really love about this movie is that, did you see Justice League?
Oh, yeah.
Justice League had a higher budget than this movie. And
wow,
compare the two movies.
I had no idea. Are you serious?
It had a higher budget.
To be fair, $40 million of that budget were CGI removing Henry Cavill's mustache.
Yep.
And Thanos, they did a horrible job.
The villain for Justice League was all CGI, and so was Thanos. Who did it? Who wore it better?
Who looked like a PS2 cutscene, and who looked like a real giant alien?
DC cannot make a movie. They can't.
I know. It's so. Steppenwolf literally looks like a bad guy from the TV show Angel. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of why I like
Marvel's got better CGI in the Inhumans TV show.
Oh, I forgot about the stupid Inhumans TV. Oh, gross. I remember when the Inhumans TV show came out, everyone was like, we're going to put it in movie theaters. You could see it at IMAX. And I'm just like,
I want to see the Inhumans just for Planet Hulk arc where Hulk defeats, who's the guy who opens his mouth and a world collapses?
Oh, Black Bolt.
Yeah, he defeats Black Bolt. Black Bolt, like, whispers at him and the Hulk disappears and he comes back and the Hulk's just like, I don't even want to hear a whisper. I wanted to hear you scream.
Yes.
And now
no,
the now those two pages are stuck together on my comic book.
Wait. Okay, so you're and I'm sorry. I have to go in a second cuz it's a little bit late where I am. But wait a minute. So you've read Greg Pak's Planet Hulk.
I've read Planet Hulk and World War Hulk. I only go here for the Hulk movies. So I want.
No, I get it. But my question to you is, what did you think of them giving the world's best Hulk story to Thor?
They didn't give it to him because one of the biggest things I love about World War Hulk is that his wife dies and he's so mad that he comes back to Earth and snaps everybody in half.
Yeah, he does.
I mean
they took the storyline of Planet Hulk and that's Thor 3.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
but I like the homages to Planet Hulk about that. He's a gladiator and all that. And they can't really, nobody's going to be able to handle Planet Hulk, I don't think. Yeah. General audiences. I mean, I do want to see him go to the freaking X-Men house and find out about M-Day. It just punch out, like, three X-Men into a pulp and then find out about M-Day and see Charles Xavier, like, defeated in his wheelchair and be like, you know what? He's had enough. And then just leave.
Yeah, I am looking forward to seeing how they put all this bullshit together. Well, I mean, the good news is that there will always be a Hulk in these movies because Mark Ruffalo does not cost a lot of money and it's mostly CGI.
But he's the best, like, Hulk, too.
I agree.
He's perfect.
No, I fucking... No, you love Mark Ruffalo. It's so weird because he... Because, I mean, Mark Ruffalo... He looks like the wiener that would take too long to order Starbucks.
But that's the point of the Hulk, is that Bruce Banner's just like this timid little scientist who knows about nuclear physics.
No, I know, because the way that we've always seen Hulk is essentially the way they're the way we've always seen Banner is essentially the way they're portraying Peter Parker, which is like scrawny, like nerd. But I love how, like, Mark Ruffalo is playing, like, asshole hipster college professor who probably fucks his ugliest students.
Yeah.
It's like, good on him. Well, anyway, good on you guys for coming on to Science Friction. Thank you guys so much for taking time out. Now, would you mind giving some of my listeners your plugs and stuff? Because they're going to want to hear more from you guys.
Yeah, I'm Mumkey Jones on YouTube. You can find me at youtube.com/Mumkey Jones. I don't usually make videos like this on my main channel. Go ahead, Burger.
My name is Asperger. I'm a musician by trade, actually. If you search ABR into YouTube, you'll find a lot of songs relating to the fact that I mentioned a dead lover and sappy romantic shit, and you'll also find songs that are the edgiest pieces of garbage that you'll ever listen to. So please search ABR into YouTube search bar, and you'll find plenty of songs that you'll hate.
And Asterios, for the Is It Kino audience, let's have you plug your stuff as well.
Oh, well, absolutely. My name is Asterios Kokonos. I just do a lot of podcasts because it's so much fun. Like, all I do all day is listen to podcasts. And so, like, now that's kind of all I do at night is make them. You can hear one of my podcasts every week at patreon.com/Asterios for just a buck. That's spelled A-S-T-E-R-I-O-S. I'm also on Twitch, which is awesome because it's an excuse to play video games. I fucking love – I just got into Twitch in the last month because a listener of mine bought me a PlayStation 4. And it is the most fun I have had in comedy in forever, is just being on Twitch and making fun of shitty video games. And you can find me at twitch.tv/AsteriosKokonos. And thank you for having me on, guys.
Thank you for having us on.
Thank you especially for having me on, because I'm nobody.
No, don't even. You're the guy from Mumkashi.
Yeah.
All right. I gotta go. I'll talk to you guys later. Goodbye.
See ya.
Have a good night.
Monkey Jones is gonna break your bones. He knows what he's talking about. He got stats, you know. It's been a long road. Out till I end and don't care for a living. It's been a long time. For my time is perfect.